talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was I'll Be Home for Christmas by Michael Bublé. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Taryn Berger. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, and we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with Seth Newman with Port City Elevator, also Acacia Lohman with Circa Lighting, and finally Melanie Richardson with AGM Imports. Have a great weekend.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Seth Newman with Port City Elevators. How you doing, Seth?
Good, thank you. I hope you are.
Yeah, just fine, thank you. Seth, take a moment and tell everybody about Port City Elevators.
We are a full-service accessibility installation company. We install everything from home elevators to wheelchair lifts to stair lifts in your home, schools, churches, workplace, any places like that.
Gotcha. I wanted to dispel a myth right off the top of our interview and ask you, are elevators for residential elevators for your home, are they just for rich people?
Absolutely not. In fact, a lot of times people will probably spend more on their kitchen cabinets or countertops than what they would for a residential elevator.
Gotcha. I can recall, some 20 or 30 years ago, we rented a beach house on Isle of Palms, and the big thing was that it had an elevator. And what a novelty, and we rode up and down it, and, you know, this is after I was out of college. Sounds silly now, but residential elevators were not very prominent back then, and they're really, really growing in popularity right now, aren't they?
They really are. Most designers and architects, if nothing else, are designing a space for an elevator to be installed now or installed in the future. And a builder is making that area ready and available for an easy installation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned architects that are designing homes. Sometimes you've got a lot of younger middle-aged folks that are building a house maybe for the first or second time, and when they're in the prime of their life, they're not really thinking about the physical needs of having an elevator. And sometimes people will build the shaft, integrate the shaft into the construction of the home, and then add the elevator later. That's an option, right?
That's correct. You can save yourself thousands of dollars by just designing the space in for a future elevator, even. To go back and add the elevator shaft after the house has been complete could be pretty pricey and sometimes cost prohibitive. But if you'll go ahead and plan the space now for it, you know, you can use it as closets or storage or anything like that for the time being. And then when you need it, it's there, ready to go.
More and more homes these days are being built as elevated homes because of flood zone requirements, and so that ends up being a lot of stairs to climb. And I would think that would be one of those factors that are making elevators more popular.
Absolutely. Because of the flood zones, but also because lot sizes are getting a little bit smaller, houses are being built up just because for economics sake. It's more economical to build up rather than out. So a lot of people are electing to go ahead and put them in. They could be a younger couple that put the elevator in to help with groceries or luggage or anything like that. And then with the foresight of thinking that, if they sustain some type of injury, they've got the elevator there to help out. They've got the elevator there for maybe elderly, parents, grandparents. So there's just a whole host of reasons that people are putting them in now.
Do you at Port City Elevator, do you install elevators more in new construction homes or retrofitted into existing homes?
It's really grown to be about a 50-50 split. So the people that are building new, I think they've got the foresight to go ahead and put them in, at least the shaft. People have been in their house for a while, and whether it's themselves or loved ones, they've seen with some struggles with their mobility, so they go ahead and put them in as well.
Mm-hmm. And let's dispel another myth, because this was something I wasn't aware of 20 years ago, and that is that it doesn't really cost any more whether you have an elevator that is going from the ground level to the first floor or going from the ground level to the second floor or even the third floor, right?
That's correct. It really cost about an extra $1,000 roughly to get those extra stops. And I would highly suggest, having the elevator serve every level of your house. Just because if you do ever have mobility issues, you don't want to take away part of your house. You want to be able to access all levels of your house, whether it be for just the freedom of movement inside your house or whatever the case may be. You wouldn't want to cut off that square footage in the house to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have an elevator at home, and it's used almost every day, especially for grocery shopping, mm-hmm. taking the groceries right out of my wife's car and in the garage, and she puts them right in the elevator and brings them up to the first level where the kitchen is. And around Christmas time, we kick ourselves because we opted for, I guess it would be considered a three-stop elevator if you're going to the first floor and then the second floor of a home?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, ours only goes to the second level, and then we've got steps that go up to where the attic is. And every time at Christmas time when we're dragging all the decorations down, I'm like, man, we should have had that elevator go all the way to the attic area. But
yeah, I mean, that would come in handy, that there would be some code issues if it is going up into an attic. Every level of the house would also have to have a separate means of egress,
mm-hmm.
By a staircase. Every level of the house that meets those requirements, I would definitely have my elevator serve those particular floors.
Seth, elevators are not only growing in popularity, but people are people customizing the elevators that you're selling?
They really are. That's probably one of the biggest trends that we've seen here lately, is that people are really starting to decorate the elevator cab a lot like just another room inside their house, whether it's with paint colors or wallpaper, fixture selections inside of the elevator car. They're really starting to make it an extension of the house more so than just a means of transportation between each floor.
Mm-hmm. That's good that that Port City Elevator has those options. If people, you know, really want to splurge and make their make their elevators as custom as can be. I remember a few years ago we did a shoot downtown, one of the historic homes downtown that had an elevator, and she had painted the cab like a Alice in Wonderland kind of motif in there. But it's very, very interesting. People can do all sorts of things to customize their elevators.
Yeah, really, the sky's the limit. We've seen anything from shiplap all over the cab to murals painted inside of the cab. Like I said, really, it's the sky's the limit.
And forgive me if I'm using the wrong terminology, but does Port City Elevator, do you folks sell chain-driven elevators or hydraulic elevators?
We sell all different types of drive systems. It really just depends on the owner's personal preference and the job site characteristics. But
what's the difference?
Any type of drive system we install.
What would be the difference between a chain driven and a hydraulic?
The chain drive is sometimes called a counterweighted drive. It uses a small, very energy efficient motor with a system of counterweights to raise and lower the elevator. The hydraulic, it uses a hydraulic cylinder to raise and lower it. So it's really just it really boils down to like a personal preference and job site application, really. The hydraulic elevator, it needs to be run probably at least every month, a couple trips.
Mm-hmm.
So if it happened to be a secondary or vacation home for a couple, you know, we would want to look at the situation that the house is going to be used in and make sure that we're putting the right elevator in to the right house.
Which would you say is more reliable? Which do you recommend to people?
I think they're both as reliable. I think that a hydraulic elevator, just because it's hydraulic and you've got extra seals and gaskets and valves and some extra parts, they might require more upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's more of the hydraulic nature, more so than a hydraulic elevator, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. You know, when you step into an elevator in a commercial building, there's usually some sort of a label or something that indicates that it's been inspected. Do residential elevators need to be, are they required to be inspected every so often?
Not by the state.
Mm-hmm.
They are required to be inspected once we install them, but that would be where it ends. There would be no more required inspections or anything like that.
I remember that elevator I mentioned in the beach house 30 years ago had a telephone in there, I guess, in case it the elevator stalled between floors or you got stuck in there or something. A lot of people don't have landlines anymore. Is there any kind of what would happen if someone was inside an elevator and it got stuck between floors?
There are ways, depending on the types of drive systems, but there are ways to lower the elevator down to be level with a floor level so that the passenger could exit the elevator car in the event that happened. You know, if most elevators now are equipped with a battery backup system, so if the power goes out, it will automatically lower you down. But otherwise, there are manual ways to lower the elevator to get out.
Yeah, elevators are pretty smart these days. Like ours, when we get done loading it with groceries in the garage level, we close the door and it automatically rises to the first level where our kitchen is. And I was told at the time we purchased it that was to keep it out of if there happened to be a flood or something like that, you don't want the cab to be, you know, sitting on the ground level. It'll automatically rise up to the next level.
That's correct. That feature is called an automatic homing. And depending on the manufacturer, most of the time, if you were to ride the elevator down and leave the house, typically in about 2 to 5 minutes, the elevator would automatically return to a set floor level.
Mm. I know the first question I asked you was about the, if it was only for rich people, but what does an average elevator cost?
For the actual elevator to be installed, you can figure about $20,000.
Not bad at all.
Could be a little more, could be a little less, but it's typically around $20,000.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. That's very affordable, especially when you're rolling that into a 30-year loan on a house or something like that. What brands does Port City Elevator sell?
We sell several. We sell Garaventa, Saveria, Walpaca, Cambridge,
mm-hmm.
Inclinator. So we sell quite a few. We also sell Stilts Lifts. So we really have pretty much, if it deals with accessibility, we've got a lift to meet your needs.
So even if someone didn't want to pull the trigger on an actual elevator, what are some of the other lift options that people have?
Some of the more traditional would be a platform lift that has constant pressure controls, so that you manually have to hold a button down to travel up or down. Mm-hmm. If you let off of that button, you'll stop wherever you're at. Obviously, there's a stair lift that would ride up your staircase. There's also now what's called a through-the-floor lift, and that's like a stilts lift. Probably a newer drive system for home elevators is a pneumatic vacuum elevator that uses air pressure to raise and lower the cab.
Hmm.
And that's a lot of people will call it the bank tube or the Jetsons elevator, because it is a round clear elevator that requires no pit or recess in the bottom floor. So we've seen that can be really popular in remodeling cases, or if somebody wants to add an elevator, especially say in downtown, where space outside of the house is hard to come by. It's kind of a compact elevator that fits really well inside an existing house.
And I know exactly what you're talking about. And those are really cool looking. It's almost like some people may choose the pneumatic lifts just so that they have that design feature in their home, in addition to, you know, the utility of being able to use an elevator.
Absolutely. A lot of people like that aesthetic look of that. And kind of showcase it. Make it a focal point of the house.
Right, exactly. Do you ever hear anything from real estate agents about the value of having an elevator in a home?
As far as a number value, not so much, but the value of making that house marketable to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If it has an elevator, it could be a 20-year-old couple or a more elderly couple that could potentially buy that house.
Yeah, it seems like there might be a life event that is causing someone to look for a new house, and if there's one house for sale on the block that they're, you know, the neighborhood that they're looking that has an elevator, and then another house down the street that does not have an elevator, that might be the tipping point for someone to go ahead and buy the house with the elevator versus the one without.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we get a lot of calls that, you know, it's an elevated house. The people are trying to sell it, but they keep hearing, man, this would be a great house if it had an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
So we've actually worked on several projects, where the current homeowner is selling the house, but decides to go ahead and put an elevator in to help, you know, close the sale.
It doesn't sound like that big a deal to climb stairs, to climb a set of stairs or more. What something I've experienced at our home shows, like down at the Gilliard Center, is we utilize the second floor sometimes. And boy, there's occasions where people will walk up that flight of stairs to the second floor shared lobby area and realize that they did it by mistake, and they come down just fuming mad about having to to have walked up a flight of stairs. And these days, I mean, people just they want the convenience of an elevator. And if we have any listeners that are, and I know we do, that are getting ready to build a house, they really should look at integrating an elevator into their home, and especially those folks that are maybe looking to remodel. Everyone is growing a little bit older, and you talk to people that are in their 60s and 70s, retired people. The last place they want to go is into a retirement home. They want to stay in their house as long as possible. And the best way to do that is to make sure that all the floors are accessible. And how can folks reach Port City Elevator so that they can talk to you folks about their project?
Our telephone number is 843-729-1006. They can give us a call. They can find more information on our website at portcityelevator.com. Just reach out. We'd love to sit down and listen to what your challenges are and see if we could put together a plan to help alleviate those.
And you can always find Port City Elevator in the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine, and also on charlestonhomeanddesign.com under the Fine Professionals page. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Seth Newman with Port City Elevator. Thanks so much, Seth.
Thank you.
And now joining us on the phone is Acacia Lohman with Circa Lighting. How are you doing, Acacia?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Acacia, take a moment and tell everybody about Circa Lighting.
Sure. We are a lighting provider located on King Street downtown. We're on the corner of King and John. We primarily service custom home builders, designers, and architects here in Charleston.
Gotcha. And what kinds of can you kind of describe the light fixtures that people will find when they visit Circa Lighting on King Street?
Sure. So our primary line of lights is by Visual Comfort, and within Visual Comfort, we have an array of designers, some of the more well-known designers are Ralph Lauren, Aaron Lauder, and Kelly Wurstler. And so we have basically been doing design licenses with these designers over the years to produce their lighting designs. And about 2 years ago, we merged with another company, and we brought on some other well-known lighting providers. Murray Feist was one of them, Monte Carlo Fans, Tech Lighting, and Seagull Lighting were on the decorative side, and then Element Lighting on the recess side. So it's really given us the ability to extend the type of lighting we can do and the budgets. We really can help anyone with any budget now. Before, we were kind of in the higher end spectrum of things, really working on, as I said, custom homes in the $1 million range typically and above, but now we work on houses that are, you know, $200,000-$300,000. So you can pretty much find anything you need from us.
That's great. And just so people know that may not be aware, how many locations does Circa Lighting have?
I think we're up to 16 now. So when I started 5 years ago, we had 6. And we have steadily grown as the years have gone by. With COVID, we have put some of our stores on hold, but we are still set up to continue to open stores. Let me give you all of our locations. There's so many, I don't want to miss any. So we have Atlanta, Austin, Boston, Charleston. Charlotte is set to open, hopefully in the beginning of 2021. Chicago, Denver, Greenwich, Houston, Laguna, London is our first abroad showroom. Manhattan, and we're set up to open in Miami and Minneapolis, Nashville, Norwalk, which is in Connecticut, San Francisco, Savannah, Scottsdale, and Washington, D.C., West Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
It sure is. And definitely in all the hot spots around the country.
Yes.
I recall a few years ago, I had some friends visiting from Syracuse, New York, and one of the people were building a house up there, and she made a big deal about how she needed to go to Circa Lighting because she was going to be buying her several lighting pieces from you folks, and was happy that she was going to be here in Charleston so that she could go in person and pick them out. So
that's awesome. That's kind of something that I feel is a little bit unique to Charleston as compared to some of our other locations, because we have such a strong tourism hold here. We have people who come from all over the country, and it's interesting. Inevitably, when someone will walk into the store and you start talking with them, they say, "Oh, well, we're from Chicago," or "We're from, you know, wherever in the United States, and we're here for a wedding," or "We're here for, you know, Spoleto Festival or Food and Wine or whatever." They'll say, "But we wanted to make a point to come see your lights because we're remodeling or we're building," and they carve out time to come to our store, which, you know, that's a huge honor to us. We love to hear that. But it's interesting because I don't know if our other stores really experience that quite as much as, mm-hmm. as we do here. And it's really cool too, when we have a very strong second home market here, you know, especially out on Kiowa. So there again, we'll have people that will come in from, you know, all over the place, Nantucket and whatnot, and they're building a second home on Kiowa, and they can come into the store and kind of pick out their lights and then go back to wherever they're from and work with their designer there to say, "Well, I was in Circa and this is what I looked at," and so on and so forth. So it kind of, it's a unique little niche that we have here, which I think is so fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And and it's so cool to hear Charleston in the mix of all these other big cities that Circa Lighting has locations. It kind of makes me proud, you know, to be from Charleston, that you know, we're not I think we're the number 100 or so market in the United States, versus, you know, some of the, you know, Manhattan and San Francisco and stuff. They're like one or, you know, the top five. And so just the fact that we have a retail location, a Circa lighting location in little old Charleston, that's pretty cool.
For sure. I mean, I feel the same way. It's funny, like, you know, when we're looking at how we're doing in sales, sometimes it's, you know, it's hard not to get totally discouraged because you're like, gosh, I'm up against New York City and I'm up against LA and Atlanta and, you know, these major markets. But I will tell you this, you know, Circa holds its own. When I was hired 5 years ago, originally we thought that I was going to split two territories, Savannah and Charleston, because, you know, they basically thought they didn't have to have independent sales representation in both markets. And by my second year, the company said, you know, we really need you to focus on Charleston because it's growing so rapidly. Let's get somebody else in Savannah to handle that territory. And, you know, you take care of Charleston because there was so much opportunity here that, you know, wasn't getting developed. And so it's been really fascinating to kind of watch the market grow over the last 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we have some listeners that have never stepped foot in Circa Lighting down on King Street. And they're probably asking themselves, what is it about Circa Lighting that's so special that some, you know, people from all over the world literally are, you know, they want to buy lighting for their home at Circa Lighting. How would you answer that?
Well, I will tell you this, something that is probably quite unique to our specific location is, you know, when you go into a lighting store somewhere else, usually you're in, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 square feet and you are pretty much inundated with lights crammed into every single corner of the space, and it can be quite overwhelming. Here in our location on King Street, we are what we call small but mighty. We work out of 900 square feet, and within that 900 square feet, we have a very specifically curated selection of our fixtures, so we don't overwhelm our customer, but we do our best to display, you know, what we have to offer. So for example, you know, we have probably over 25 finishes at this point between lamps and you know, hardwire fixtures, between the different metal finishes from our hand rubbed antique brasses to aged iron to all of our reactive ceramic glazes and so on and so forth. So while our store is small, we try to display at least one of every single finish we have in the store. So that way, you know, if you're looking at something online among the 10,000 different selections you could possibly look at, we have at least that finish that you can kind of put your hands on and see, touch, and feel. But again, the store is curated in such a way where a customer can come in and not get overwhelmed and not feel like, oh my gosh, there's so much to look at. You know, we can basically take their aesthetic and walk them through the design process and say, you know, do you like something in this family? This is more transitional. Or if the customer says, no, I'd really like something more modern, then we can kind of look at a different light, and then we can grow from there. And it gives us the ability to kind of help them without overwhelming them, which I think is huge, because the building process itself is overwhelming. I mean, there's so many decisions that have to be made, and it's probably one of the most personal things a person will ever do in their whole life. And so, you know, we really want to make it an enjoyable experience. And, you know, whether or not a customer buys lights from us, when we hear like, wow, that was, you know, we really enjoyed being in your store, and your service was great, and the people were friendly and the lights were beautiful, we love hearing that. Mm-hmm. That at the end of the day, making sure the customer's experience is a phenomenal one is one of our most important things that we look for and try to achieve.
What is the experience like? So somebody's building a house and they visit Circa Lighting. Are they spreading out their house plans at your store, and are you folks doing an entire takeoff for
yes,
for the house? Yeah.
So when you're building a house, we really encourage a customer to make an appointment, so that way we can, you know, 100% focus our time with them, and we don't have any other distractions coming through. So we ask the customer to bring in their plans. If they have a designer, we love to have the designer come in and help with their input. Sometimes even our builders will come in and get involved, which is great. But essentially, you know, we lay the plans out. We have a conference table at the back, and we have a big screen television, so we can kind of look at options that we might not have in the store, you know, in a larger format, which is great. But we start on the outside of the house and work our way in, and we will go through every single light in the whole house. And when I say that, I mean, that includes recessed down lights, under cabinet lights, you know, your utility lights, really anything and everything that's going to have electricity running to it, we can kind of cover. And, you know, the customer, basically, again, they tell us what they're looking for, what aesthetic, what finish. And then from there, we go to work giving them options and saying, how about this? Do you like this or do you like that? All of our ladies that work in the store with us have design degrees and have been involved in the design process for multiple years. I think at this point, we don't have a single person that's working for us here in Charleston that hasn't had at least 5 years of construction or design background specifically in the workforce. And then again, all of them also have design degrees, so they're educated, you know, highly educated, where they can really help a person kind of hone in on what they're looking for and accomplish it, you know, relatively quickly. So it's not an elongated or dragged out process where, you know, the customer gets tired and like I said earlier, overwhelmed. We try and make it enjoyable and have a good time with it and all that fun stuff.
So people will come to Circa Lighting and buy everything for their house, including the can lighting and, mm-hmm. and under cabinet lighting and things like that. Do some people come in and there are certain areas where they just want to splurge with Circa Lighting, you know, with maybe chandeliers or mm-hmm. some pendants or things like that over the island or what have you?
For sure, yeah. I mean, like you just said, we have customers who will come in and buy the entire house. And just to touch real quick on the recessed, we have a cloud in the showroom now that displays our recessed fixtures with Element Lighting, the line I referenced earlier. So, again, their customers can really see, you know, what they would be getting in their space installed. They can play with the levels of light and all that fun, you know, kind of technical stuff that sometimes gets forgotten, but at the end of the day is very important. You know, it's amazing how far we've come in technology with recessed lights. Our standard recessed down light is 3 inches, and we actually have one that's 2. And when you put them in the ceiling, if you do what we call a flangeless application, which is, you know, totally smooth to the drywall, there's no trim that shows that all, the hole in your ceiling is actually around 1.5 inches on the 2-inch product. Oh. And so basically you really don't see or notice these lights, but the power of light that they put out is so high quality that it really illuminates the space in a beautiful way. But it's not that like big glaring 6 or 5 inch can light that we've, you know, been used to for years and years. So, that's something that we can always help with. And then again, to your point, we do always have the customers that come in and, you know, they say, hey, I'm just looking for a spectacular dining room chandelier, or I really want to make a statement with my kitchen island. And, you know, they, like you said, they want to splurge and they may have bought some stuff from some other people or, you know, might be doing a remodel and that's what they're going to start with. So we can also help with those, you know, kind of one-off applications as well. And we can come out to the house in that situation, whether it's new construction or a remodel, and again, help guide the customer through the process and make sure that whatever they're picking out fits the space appropriately as far as the overall height and, you know, is this too big or is this too small, that kind of thing. So that way, again, you know, they're getting something that looks spectacular, but also is appropriate for the space.
Is that when you do a walkthrough
yes,
at a home? Do you, are you, is the electrician usually part of that too?
Yes, sir. So on new construction and some remodels, typically the walkthrough includes the builder and the electrician, and then sometimes a designer and a homeowner are also present. But there again, we basically pull out the plans. We walk through the entire house. We discuss placement of fixtures, quantities of fixtures, especially on the recess side. That's when things might change there on the fly, you know, because you're in the space and you say, well, gosh, we don't need eight downlights in this kitchen. We can do six, especially because we've got two pendants going on over the island and we have under cabinet light. And, you know, oh, there's a joist here in the way, so we can't center one of these downlights, so let's remove it. You know, things like that, that, you know, as well as the plans can be laid out, sometimes things literally change in the field. You know, and then on the decorative side, like, oh gosh, we have a door swing here. So we have an 8-foot door on a 10-foot ceiling. So the 36-inch fixture that we thought we could have here might not work. We need to find something that's going to, you know, clear this door swing. So things like that, that we can always make sure we're covering in the process of the build or the remodel, to where once the lights aren't ordered and the electrician's putting them up, they don't call us and say, hey, we have an issue. We can attack those issues before they even arise and make sure that, you know, we get them covered.
Yeah, that's such a valuable service that Circa Lighting is offering, to be able to go out to the job site and walk through to determine where all the recessed lighting and all the other lighting is going. Because the last thing, you know, in my experience, usually electricians are not the type that are going to, they would rather take the order from, you know, from the GC, versus, they're not going to say, oh, I think you might have a dark spot over here. They just, you know, they're there to do the dirty work, I guess you'd say. So that's where you, a lighting specialist at Circa Lighting, you can point out, I think you're going to have a dark spot, or you don't want to, we want to make sure that we maybe add this or that kind of light in this spot, because it might be dark, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I mean, to touch on that, the electricians are great, but, you know, like you said, they're there to kind of like get those lights in, get them up, get them working. And, you know, they, on their end, they're running, you know, miles and miles of wire and things like that in the house. So their focus is, you know, is on really putting the stuff in the house and not necessarily like, is it going to produce the light that the homeowner is looking for? So that's something we take into consideration when we're looking at the plans, when we're in the space. And we also have certified lighting designers on staff. We're working on getting one here in Charleston, hopefully soon, but we have someone in Atlanta who is a great resource, and he can look at the plans and say, you know, this is the lighting layout that I would suggest, and here's what I would change. And we've even brought him in on a couple of jobs here in Charleston to really walk through and make sure that the lighting needs are meeting what the customer's expectations are. You know, and he gets down into the nitty-gritty kind of, this many lumens need to be put out for this many square feet, and these, you know, sometimes for lack of a better expression, these nerdy, you know, scientific, mathematical light output, you know, this is what you need, that sometimes people don't always think about. And I'll be honest, you know, 4 years ago when I started in lighting, I was just saying, well, this is beautiful, but I didn't always consider, oh, it'll also light your space in a very, you know, elegant way, and it will provide you actual task lighting as well. So it's been great to have the lighting designers come on board and, you know, take people's plans and lay them out with all the lights that they need. We have one lighting designer who has done some phenomenal CAD drawings and put fixtures into actual plans and laid them out with their light output in different UV tones, so that way a customer can actually see how that light's going to emit into the space, and it's super impressive.
Is everything LED these days?
For the most part, you know, we still have a lot of fixtures that will have what we call an Edison bulb in them. But the great thing is again, the bulb manufacturers have come such a long way with their abilities to produce an LED bulb, or technically it's a lamp that looks beautiful, but again is an LED. So we have a lot of filament LEDs these days that still achieve that kind of soft and the cool spiral filament look, but then you don't have to change it for, like, you know, 15 years or so. All of our recessed fixtures are actually integrated LEDs. So as far as changing those, there's not even a bulb to change, which is great. And they're rated, you know, for 50,000 hours. So by the time they go out, you know, we can change the diode in them, but, you know, by the time they go out, it'll probably be time to remodel the house is what we've told most people. Right. So, it's, you know, it's been very fascinating to kind of watch how the LED side of things has progressed in the last 3 years. It's just made leaps and bounds. So it's been great to kind of be a part of that.
Are there any fixtures that Circa Lighting has created that, you know, take inspiration from Charleston, or is there like a Charleston look to some of the fixtures?
I think so. I mean, a lot of our fixtures are hand-rubbed antique brass, which I think is very Charlestonian. It's, you know, it borders on the traditional side of things, which we, you know, a lot of our wonderful historic homes here are obviously going to be more traditional. One of our designers is actually out of Atlanta, so she's got a great Southern flair. Suzanne Kassler is her name. And then I think also another designer, Barbara Berry, does a lot of kind of more elegant, beautiful designs. I don't think we have any lights that are, like, specifically known as Charleston lights, but I think a lot of them work in our southern kind of southern coastal area. Aaron Lauder has done a lot with plaster and white specifically, which is so beautiful here on the coast. So that's kind of been really neat to see. And then we have another designer who's relatively new, Julie Neal, and she's from New Orleans. And so again, she's got this great kind of southern coastal flair, and she's used some really pretty celadon greens and colors like that that kind of harken to this, like, southern and very coastal area that we live in. So that's been great to kind of see those designs come out of, you know, our region, I guess you would say, and kind of work their way into the historic homes here and some of the new construction as well. So,
well, you've got me excited to go buy lighting. I don't know why, but how can folks get more information about Circa Lighting?
Sure. So always going online is a great resource, circalighting.com. They can see all of our products there, even the recess products. And then we always encourage people to come into the store. We're at 426 King Street, which is on the corner of King and John. We are open Monday through Friday, and hopefully we'll be open on Saturdays again now. With COVID, we are open by appointment only, so we do ask customers to just give us a call if they'd like to come in. That way we can make sure we work them into the space in a safe and healthy manner. And, you know, again, hopefully as things progress, we'll be able to get back to more of normal operating hours, but we're still doing everything and anything we can to accommodate different people's needs for the time being until, you know, hopefully this whole crisis gets behind us.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Acacia Lohman with Circa Lighting. Thanks so much, Acacia.
Thank you.
And joining us on the phone now is Melanie Richardson with AGM Imports. How are you, Melanie?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Melanie, take a moment and tell everyone about AGM Imports.
Absolutely. AGM Imports is a family-owned company in the Southeast. We have four locations right here in Charleston. We're also in Atlanta, Charlotte, and then our home office down in Hardeeville. The Antunes family is the owner of AGM Imports, and they have been in business 30 years now. We actually are 15 years here in Charleston, so... So yeah, just a great family company, local people to work with.
Excellent. And AGM Imports, you folks, You have a brand new location here in the Charleston area, right?
We do, yes.
Tell everyone where that is.
Yeah, absolutely. We are off of Cross County Road. Our physical address is 7186 Bryhawk Circle, and that's in North Charleston. So centrally located to just about anywhere, you know, off of Ashley Phosphate, close to the airport. So very easy to find right here in North Charleston.
Well, kind of paint a picture for our listeners. What will people experience when they stop by AGM Imports' new location in North Charleston, just off of Cross County Road? I delivered some of our new summer issues of Charleston Home and Design magazine earlier this week. You've got a beautiful showroom, and it's very big and spacious, and but then you go, most of your customers will be walking into the huge warehouse at AGM Imports. And what will they experience when they do that?
Yeah, so we are three times the size of our old building. So if folks are familiar with our old building, we are three times that size now. So we're at 33,000 square feet. We have all LED lighting, so all brand new lighting. It's a brand new building. Everything's, you know, nice and shiny and bright. We have skywall windows, so even extra added natural light out there in the warehouse. Everything is open and viewable. I know everyone in the past at our old place, because we were just so jam-packed in there, people were not able to see everything, but now you can see everything, and just a ton of room out there, a ton of light. We're fully staffed, ready to help. We're just want everybody to come see our new building and see how much we have changed and grown over the years, and just see all the new colors, and even old colors that we haven't seen in a while have resurfaced. So that's kind of exciting, because you forget what you have when you can't see it. So everything is out in the open now, so you can see everything. It's great.
That's awesome. And about how many slabs of stone do you folks have on display in that 33,000 square foot warehouse?
Right now we have, as we're, you know, such a larger space to go into, we are about 3/4 of the way full right now, with probably around 2,000 slabs out there, with approximately 250, 300 different varieties of different stones, from quartz to quartzite to granite to marble, and we're getting organized out there. So all of our quartz are going to be together, all of our marbles are going to be together, and so on and so forth. So a ton of colors to look at, and as we expand to the other side of our warehouse, we're bringing in more colors from our distribution center. So as in the past, we only had maybe two or three of one color. Now we're going to have, you know, six, seven, eight slabs of one color. So definitely variety and a lot of different colors to pick from.
And for people who maybe are not completely familiar with the process, at some point, if you're looking at maybe some new countertops for your kitchen, or a vanity top, or anywhere around the house that you might be looking to install some stone or quartz materials, you're going to visit a wholesaler like AGM Imports to pick out the slab, approve of the slab, and the slab is, you know, I always describe it as kind of an oversized piece of plywood, but it's, you know, it's very, very heavy compared to plywood. But it's this gigantic slab of stone, and it's that slab is going to be cut up and fabricated into your countertops. But AGM Imports doesn't do the fabricating. You don't. There's a separate company that will be cutting the stone and measuring and everything and installing, right?
Correct. Yeah. Basically, what we do is, when a customer shows up, We greet them. We explain the whole process of how it works, right down to, obviously, we're strictly wholesale and we don't sell to the public, but we open our doors to the public so you're able to come in and actually see the full slab that you'll be, you know, purchasing from your fabricator to put in your kitchen instead of just picture, you know, off of a small sample that maybe the fabricator has. So we're definitely, you know, here for you to be able to see the whole slab. And we do kind of go by a star system, so at least you have an idea, you know, if you're looking at something that's less expensive or more expensive. So yeah, so whatever you pick out, we send that selection sheet over to your fabricator of your choosing, give them the pricing, all the information, and they in turn can give you a price, which will be a full price, including their installation. And if you don't have a fabricator, we have a list of fabricators, of all the fabricators here in Charleston, that we can give you for your reference.
Good deal. And the star system, if someone wants the exact price of the slab, it's difficult to do that because the fabricator is the one that has to measure and determine the difficulty of the project and what's going to go into it to determine exactly the cost for those countertops. But you use the star system to at least give customers a general idea. And like what is one star? Would that be like Ubatuba, like a budget-friendly granite?
Correct. Yes. Ubatuba, an oldie but a goodie. Yeah, so that's kind of be your base entry. A lot of the production homes and stuff like that, they start out in that one-star range and then just kind of go up from there. But we do have several, so don't think that we don't have, you know, something that's right for you, because chances are we do, because we do have plenty of one-stars out there for every budget. So.
Mm-hmm. And then the five stars, what types of stone would that be? Those would be more of the rare type stones that are more expensive?
Yeah, and sometimes the common misconception about the star system is based on the grade or the quality of the stone, which is not true at all. It's just supply and demand. So those one stars are going to be more readily available, while our five and six stars are going to be those very unique stones where you get the Amazonite, the very semi-precious stones that you find out there that are very rare. So that's where that price comes into that five and six star category. It's just a rare stone, hard to find, therefore it's more expensive. So strictly supply and demand, nothing to do with quality.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about AGM Imports?
Absolutely. We have a website, so we're at agmimports.com. It's a great website. It's actually live inventory, so you can go on our website and see the exact material we have right here in our warehouse, and you can also see all of the inventory in our entire company just by selecting a different location. So there's our website, and then, you know, you can call us, 843-747-0088, and absolutely come and see us at our new location on Bryhawk Circle in North Charleston off across county. We would love to have you.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Melanie Richardson with AGM Imports, and visit their new location off of Cross County Road, Bryhawk Circle. Is that what the name?
Yep, Bryhawk Circle.
Bryhawk Circle. All right, great. Thanks so much, Melanie.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tim.
Talking about a home. You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.